T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is all about the packaging and advertising of infants' Tylenol. The lawsuit claimed the packaging tricked parents into believing that infants' Tylenol was specially formulated for infants, when in fact, there really is no difference between infants' Tylenol and children's Tylenol.
Nope, not at all. It's just different packaging and a different measuring device inside the package. But if you have an infant and you have children's Tylenol at home, you can give them that. Just make sure it's based on your child's weight.
SLU Care pediatrician Dr. Ken Haller at SSM Health Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital.
I think the issue for some people is that even though it's the same product, it was in two different types of packaging. So if you had a 3-year-old and a 9-month-old, you'd think you'd have to buy both of them in order to have everything you need to take care of your child if they had a fever or pain, when in reality, it's the same product, and it didn't matter which one you used as long as you gave the child the correct dose based on their weight.
So how do you know when to give your infant or child a dose of Tylenol?
We don't really consider a child to have a fever unless their temperature is 100.4 degrees. That's 100.4 degrees or above. If their temperature is below that, Tylenol is really not going to make any difference in terms of fever. Tylenol can also be used if a child is having pain. For young children, for infants, that can be teething pain. For older children, it can be any number of other things. But you can give a child Tylenol for pain or for fever. The dosing, though, is the same, and it's based on their weight. It's about 5 milligrams per pound of weight or about 10 milligrams per kilogram of weight.
The lawsuit says if you bought infants Tylenol anytime between October 2014 and the start of this year, you can get some of your money back, about $2.15, for every 1 and 2 fluid ounce bottle of the product that you purchased. A maximum of 7 bottles, or about $15, may be claimed without proof of purchase. Fred Bottomer, St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.